It's the what?
The blue screen of death.
The blue screen of death.
Gotcha.
Like at Universal when they try to do
a when they try to do a fireworks show.
Hello. You may not recognize our voices. It's been a while. But we are the laughing
deserted island
place. Yep. In the year 1972.
We actually did this one in time, but, you know, with time travel and, like, you know. Like.
Austria, you have no idea.
I just was worried people thought we got fired.
Oh, yeah.
Too soon. this is the Laughing Place podcast. It's the April 3rd edition, and unless I'm mistaken, and there's a fair chance of that, it's podcast number 113.
Ooh, lucky number.
Who'd have thought way back in 1912 we would make it to 113 podcasts? 113 podcasts, and it's a weekly podcast, and yet it's taken us 2 years to get
113,
here.
113, isn't that like a important number in something?
It's a prime.
Oh, maybe that's it.
I have no idea if that's true. None whatsoever. Magnet, if you're listening, let us know. It's 113 a prime number.
That's like the one number they put in all the...
108?
No, 118 is the number they put in all the Pixar movies, like the...
Oh. 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 52.
So you just have to get through more of these. Oh, this
says just wait until episode...
52? No, 42.
No, 42 is 108. 52 is 118.
The sheet says 112.
Not mine. I just corrected it. No.
Well, just wait until we reach episode 1138. Then there's more things to worry about than just...
Hello, welcome to this. What's the Roman numeral D? Is that...
500? No, 1,000. No, 5. I don't know.
Because then we get to that plus 23, it would be our D23 podcast.
My name today is Ben Franklin. Joining me on my right is Joining me on my right is Chief Joseph.
Enough of your words.
On my left, the very forceful Susan B. Anthony.
Why are those fireworks continuing to go off over my head?
And sitting across from me, occupying fanboy's chair, the one who wore gray.
Wait, that's the one that died. But at least I got sent to the Disneyland Frontierland train station.
In case you've forgotten, that would be Doobie, Captain John, Rebecca, and Fanboy himself. You can reach us at the LPP by emailing us at podcast@lifeandplace.com, sending us a voicemail at 866-718-9408, posting on the podcast section of the discussion boards, send us a Facebook at Doobie Mosley. That's new. Or you can tweet me. No, I'm kidding, because I hate that thing.
That's what you said about Facebook.
And when was the last time I logged on?
I don't know.
It's been a while. Let's see. Let's get started. Fanboy, much like Fievel himself, went west within the past couple of weeks.
Which, by the way, is not a Disney movie, contrary to popular belief.
I know. Some people think it is, but no. It's Anastasia is, so. So, and in addition to going west, Fievel also went north. So we've got a couple of stories to hear from Fanboy today.
Didn't he start off north?
Oh, you went to Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I was thinking, okay, I'm good. I'm with you.
Okay.
So, I travel a lot lately.
I know. You get around. That's why one of the reasons we haven't done... anyway. So Disneyland, what did you see that was new to you?
I was not a big fan of Small World.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't that the characters were there, because then you go through and you see Alice and Peter Pan, and those are all kind of nice and subtle, and Cinderella. And then you go, and there's a huge, giant Aladdin and Jasmine on a flying carpet. And
it's huge!
My mind's in California with Hannah Montana. And you have a huge Mushu kite and everything.
It's huge!
And it's not subtle.
How's the Up With People America room?
It's very weird because it's like all cowboys and Indians and then the Hollywood lights.
Is Drew Carey there, like, coming out at you?
Yeah, and actually, he's
completely lost you.
Like Superstar Lame-O.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got you now.
He's actually very fond of the worst game show host in the history of game shows.
You know what? We've been watching Tipper on a daily basis right now.
Yeah. Is he getting better?
He's growing on. No, he's just growing on me. He's definitely not.
Would it be
better.
Funny if, like, in actuality, Bob Barker was just really bad, but we just grew up with him when we were sick, got home from school.
So I believe you also got to see the Sleeping Beauty Castle walkthrough presented by Sony.
What?
No. Okay.
No.
Just the castle walkthrough
presented by Tony Baxter. Yes, I.
Sony Baxter. Presented by Tony.
Oh. Sony, Tony, Shoney, Sonny's. It gets so confusing. I liked that a lot more than I thought I would, despite my desire not to like it. So, I was very impressive.
And what else did you get to see?
That was new.
How's DCA looking?
A lot of walls.
Lot of walls?
Lot of walls. Didn't get any free bread, though, because the bakery tour is under refurbishment.
Drat.
Bummer, it was your birthday, too.
Yeah, I know. I guess I'll have to go back next month when it's my birthday again and go make up for that.
No. We're going to be at Capone's for that. Cool. And then, if I'm not mistaken, you also got to go north and see one Mary Poppins in Chicago.
Mary Poppins.
Yes, there's only one word to describe that show. Pretty good.
That was funny on so many levels.
P-R-E-T-T-Y space G-O-O-D. Want to ask you characters? What?
If you can, I'd be pretty impressed.
Let's see.
Do you know what ASCII A is?
What's that?
Do you know what ASCII A?
32?
No, that's space.
Oh.
But you have some idea what you're talking about. Anyway.
I liked it a lot more. Because, you know, the buzz on it was nothing like the movie. Very dark. It was somewhat like the movie and not too dark. I mean, it's darker than the movie, but it's, you know, I mean.
You know, that's not really that much of a
Bedknobs and Broomsticks is darker than the movie.
It's not longer than Bedknobs and Broomsticks, is it?
No, just longer than Portobello Road. So I was really impressed with that show. So they did a cool, I don't know, give it away.
Give it away.
Bert climbs, like, the archway of the proscenium. And it was very impressive. And then Mary Poppins, like, flies over the audience. And not, like, in a hokey Disney on Ice kind of way.
Were the kids looking up her dress?
I guess I made that joke 3 times and no one else laughed when I was there. That's why I shouldn't have gone alone.
Awesome. Well, welcome back. It's good to
have you. Yeah, it's
good
to be here. I don't think I'm going anywhere for 2 weeks.
Good. We can finally see Race to Witch Mountain.
Okay.
Good, we can finally see Race to Witch Mountain.
I know. I feel like such a bad Dick Cook fan.
I know. We had to wait for you, which is really lame.
Magnet wrote this long post about Dick Cook's appearance in Race to Witch Mountain. And we can't even talk about it. He also wrote a very
spoiler
a post about is Dwayne The Rock Johnson the next
Dean Jones.
Which I said we will discuss after we see the movie, but not
it was funny
because
I just
Isn't
saw.
That a funny
I
thought
saw,
though him getting a plaque in the Disney Legends Plaza.
I just saw the
From
Rock
DJ
on,
to DJ
on TBN. Never mind.
That's where Dean Jones is right is now.
Gotcha. Okay, well, over here on the East Coast, the big news. There's not a lot going on. Here, is,
the ship is going to California. DCL?
Well, we'll get there.
Not got a lot going on.
Why would that be the big news on the East Coast?
Big news on the East Coast is that I saw a balloon flying over the skyline here,
that
if you want
awesome.
To call it a skyline.
the Muppet
around.
Balloon is back?
I like the characters in Flight Balloon.
I love the characters in Flight Balloon.
It's like a little piece of sunshine every day. Flies high over downtown Disney. It's cool.
It is cool. I hope you guys have seen the pictures on the slide, especially my favorite's the one we took from Interstate 4, because you're a long way away, and just, there it is over the downtown Disney sign. Really
I
awesome.
Just wish that it had a big Walt Disney World on the side of it, because then people driving in from whatever other part of the country, and they see this big balloon that says Walt Disney World. It would be kind of cool.
Are you as surprised as I am that it's not just a big Mickey head on the side instead of the... I mean, it's the characters it has is lovely. It's not nearly as ornate as Disneyland Paris is, so I'm
right.
a little disappointed about that.
Right.
But I was just surprised that they chose kind of... The silhouettes that they chose, you can't really... From a distance, they don't show up as strongly as like a big, you know,
right.
like bunch of Mickey
yeah.
heads all over the place.
It's
or
an
something.
Interesting choice.
I probably should say for the uninitiated, the Characters in Flight is the tethered balloon attraction that will be opening up at Downtown Disney.
April 10th or so.
Yeah, supposed to be April 10th. Is that Pleasure Island?
No,
or?
I think I was reading something in the Sentinel today saying they're not going to confirm a date because the forecast is a little windy.
So it's right between Pleasure Island and
West Side. And by West Side, the old West Side Guest Relations.
Yeah, yes. and by Wetzel's Pretzels.
And for $16, you get a 5-minute ride, right? 5 minutes? 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes, 2.5 up, 5 minutes up, 2.5 coming back down.
Yep.
And we learned that should the tether break, it is a full-fledged balloon that can fly and land on its own. Well, not on its own, with the help of the pilot. Hopefully still up there with you.
If it breaks, though, do you get a refund?
And despite all of this, Doobie will never, ever ride it, but I loved looking up at it. It's beautiful.
It's like Mary Poppins.
I was surprised by how big it was. When you drive up to Downtown Disney and it's not flying, the balloon itself is still taller than Planet Hollywood.
Finally, something dwarfs that ugly Planet Hollywood.
Are they still painting the characters
you know,
in Planet
Hollywood? There were scaffolding all over it. And the other thing going on here
Speaking of Downtown Disney, yes. Did I read something on the latest about Downtown Disney?
Yes, you did, but I figured you'd save that for your clothes. But that's okay. What did you read?
I read that AMC Theaters, Downtown Disney, is bringing back pizza.
That's not what I read.
Oh. It's bringing IMAX.
Yes. And,
Wait. Was this posted on April 1st?
No, it was in there. It wasn't easy to find. Fanboy, in his diligent checking of AMCtheaters.com.
Daily.
Hourly
for the last 20 years.
Goes to the IMAX coming soon section, where they must have about 40 of them construction right now. Every single one to be determined. But and one of them listed is AMC Pleasure Island. I believe it's earmarked for the Starbilia's location.
Yeah, does this determine the Megastore's fate?
Megastore's fate
is sealed.
It's sealed, but its replacement, it would seem so, unless I still think Disney Quest might be closing. But
they're still selling annual passes.
I'm wrong. So, but that was big news. But Flower and Garden is the other thing that's also going on here at Walt Disney World.
Whoopee.
And this year it is bigger than ever, with Flower Power concerts now happening on weekends only. And what else did we learn
the
yesterday?
Garden Center is only open during the weekend.
Yes, and the Sculpture Garden's not here.
No Sculpture Garden. And there's a lot less ornamentation around the park.
But I heard that the Planet Earth is involved this year.
Yes. Yes, there is a sand sculpture by the planet Earth, made of the planet Earth.
Ironic. Is it subtitled Soylent Green?
And the festival booklet is not sponsored by Disney Vacation Club.
Which I believe accounts for the cutbacks this year.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, it's sponsored by AARP.
Yep.
Wow.
Which is the general
divided we fail.
Which I think officially makes Epcot the CBS of Disney.
Yeah, I guess that makes
So next year, instead of Flower Power, you're telling me they'll have like a reunion of CBS 60 Minutes anchors.
Interventions
that are still alive
presents Hallmark Hall of Fame.
But we did get a little bit of Flower and Garden yesterday, including an awesome picture. Have you seen that picture?
Yes, you have. I know.
Oh.
You have.
Oh. I left the penguin in the bathtub.
Yes. A great picture of Ben Franklin holding up Little Giddy.
Pretending that he is Rafiki and that poor Little Gideon is Simba held over a cliff.
You do kind of remind me of Robert Guillaume.
In what way? I used to love that.
Can I call you Benson?
You know, I got 4,000 channels on my TV. Benson's not on any one of them. That's really disappointing. I had a real crush on Miley Cyrus. Nope, that wasn't her name. What the heck was her name? Missy Gold. Missy Gold.
Are you related to Tracy Gold?
Tracy's older sister.
Oh. Is she hungry too?
Now we're back to Soylent Green again. But I did like the Cinderellabration opening. It seems a couple of years too late, but it's still nice.
I'm surprised that they're willing to do anything branded Cinderella.
But they've got who's up there? They've got the Beast and her prince, and Cinderella.
Okay.
Sorry, wrong weekend. They've got the Beast and Belle, and they've got Cinderella and her prince, and they've got Snow White and the dwarfs.
I think that's the story.
So, and then they've got a coach, which I presume by May will be covered in vines and stuff. But right now, it's just a wooden coach. So, let me look at my schedule.
But that music is so much more inviting than the Wonderland stuff they had.
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland.
Food and Wine.
You just for some reason start spinning around in circles.
I'd love to see that. A bunch of Disney fan freaks walking in the park, and then they hear that music and they just all start twirling around. That'd be awesome.
That they need to do. I'm sorry, that's a D23 event. That's an Expo event.
What? People watching and spinning.
You know how hilarious it would be? You get a ballroom, you get a bunch of Disney fans just set up in the perfect place, and you like choreograph them spinning around and going in and out of each other. That would be awesome. I'm sorry.
You're simple man.
Put me in charge of Expo 23. You'll save a lot of money and entertain even more.
I can't wait for them to hear the Swiss Capoca.
Oh, man. Oh, I can see the Matterhorn. Yodeling. Do a yodeling sing-along. Yodeling. Okay. Next up on our agenda is the...
They could all mimic... I'll do the Fantasmic dance.
You know, if these things happen, how much people would enjoy them. You know it.
Are you kidding? I hear with the budget cutbacks, that's what that's... Fantasmic 2.0.
They do, like, Little Mermaid sing-alongs all the time. If you were to do a Rocky Fantasmic Horror-style dance. Fantasmic, mm-hmm. that would go over very well. Next up on the agenda is the announcement that the Disney Cruise Line will, if things go through, move the Disney Wonder... It says plans.
Yeah.
Plans.
Move the Disney Wonder to...
Southern California.
Port San Pedro.
No, they decided on Port San Pedro.
Oh, I'm so excited because now when I make the wrong turn from UCLA going to Disneyland, I'll actually still be going to a Disney destination.
It's Port of Los Angeles, but that is it.
Yeah, it's that San Pedro.
Well, yeah, but there were talks between that location and San Diego. I didn't know that had finally been announced.
It is Port of Los Angeles.
The Lego ship will actually be in San Diego. But you think they're going
to
get a terminal like Port Canaveral?
They have to. They don't have to, but if they don't, Disneyland is...
Are they going to get their own private island?
No. You think so?
They could. They could probably find one of the Channel Islands or something down towards Mexico.
Does Hawaii have any free?
They could go to Ko'olina.
You can just dump a bunch of dirt someplace in the ocean.
I hear the next earthquake they are going to have their own private island.
But I don't know if it's standard. Like, out here, almost all the Caribbean cruise lines, they have their, you know, mm-hmm. island that they visit. I don't know if it's similar out for Western cruises. I've not done one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious, though. Aren't cruises in L.A., don't they tend to be shorter? Do you know?
I heard a lot of cruises from L.A.
I don't know. I picture just... there are a few. And yeah. I always see them as, like, weekend things. Yeah. Not the big extravaganzas.
But they must have Mexican Riviera cruises. So
okay.
I mean, I don't know where they...
Maybe Gideon over there is shaking his head yes. So
okay.
He knows. He's been around. And it also mentions here that the two new ships are both going to Florida. Was that a known thing already?
Yes.
So do we know for sure the Magic will be leaving?
Not necessarily.
Is it conceivable to actually have
I would imagine it would be, but that doesn't mean anything.
Okay. Where do you think it'll go? Mediterranean? Travel around?
I think it's hard to say, because, you know, I mean, with the tumultuous times we live in.
No, that's over now. G20's going on.
G20? Is that like G4, except...
Just not as fun?
If it was G23, I'd have more confidence.
Yeah. Well, then you know they would definitely raise some money.
G4.
Did you see that?
It's very different than E3 as well.
Anyway, so... Anybody care to say anything else about the cruise line in L.A.?
No.
You think they'll have an annual pass for it? They could sell some.
Oh, but okay. How about this? Where do you think it'll end in kind of a Castaway Key? Like, I mean, you were saying about whether or not they'd have their own private island, but right. Do you think they'd have the same kind of, here's our special place to go? Like, maybe not necessarily their own island, but their own, like, reserved area someplace, or beach or
I'm
something?
Sure they'd like to. It's just a matter of can you find the place. I think that's easier said than done.
It's easier in the Caribbean than it is in Mexico. But you can always build an island.
Can you really?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, just dump a bunch of dirt in the ocean.
How do you build an island?
I don't know. Ask Walt. Take that.
That's very,
oh, snap.
Are you talking about Tom Sawyer?
Yeah. No, island on top of the world, you genius.
Shut up. Anyway, so that's
all. That thing that gets all the... You know what they should do is just put that thing that was in Paradise Bay for so long, and after a time, all the bird droppings will essentially make it firm enough to...
Have the birds figured out where to go poo yet? They took that out? I'm concerned that there's a lot of constipated birds flying around.
Fiber one bar.
the thing you can get away with when Rebecca's away from the mic. All right, so we've been gone for a while. We've gotten through our obligatories, and now we finally get to hear from the people who really know what they're talking about. You.
Me?
No. The readers. The readers. First up is an email from Jeff Peterson of Escondido, California. And he writes to Doobie and Rebecca, but I'm going to read it.
Hey,
that's what it says. I missed your podcast during its month-long hiatus. I was starting to get concerned because it never dawned on me that your family had just increased in size. Yes, thanks for noticing. I've gained a few pounds. Congratulations on adding Gideon and Happy to the podcast crew. Gideon said, thank you.
What's that?
I'm sure their vocal stylings. Okay, he said contributions.
Vocal stylings.
He said contributions. I'm changing it to styling. So the show will improve over time. Will your second child be named John, as in J. Worthington Thoughtfellow, or perhaps Lampwick or Stromboli, and is Happy just the first of seven dogs? That's cute, but no, we're done.
Oh, Lampwick. That's like naming your son
Teapot or something.
Abel.
Lampwick.
Why don't you just
Lampwick.
And save yourself the debt.
But see, I always think of lamp and, you know, like a wick.
Like an actual lamp wick?
Yeah. So it's like...
That's before my time.
Yeah.
It's like...
Luckily, John remembers that.
It's like, hey, come over here, wristwatch.
Right. He goes on to write, Alice in Wonderland. Talking about Alice in Wonderland. He says... Alice has increased her presence in Fantasyland. There's Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Tea Party, the Mad Hatter Shop with its vanishing Cheshire Cat, plus Alice's Village and Storybook Land, including the White Rabbit's home, and now she can be seen in the waterways of this small world. Said, by the way, have you heard the latest rumor about Disney's Alice in Wonderland attraction? The word is that this classic dark ride will be renamed Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland. Catherine Wilmot's voice will be replaced by new narration by Paul Reubens. You may know him better as Rex from Star Tours. Or Pee Wee Herman, and there will be clever tributes. And there will be clever tributes to characters from Tim Burton films, including Edward Scissorhands, Batman, Beetlejuice, Jack Skellington, Willy Wonka, and Frankenweenie.
Well, hang on a second.
Wow,
this is the March 13th podcast. This is on my sheet. This is not April 1st.
Have you ever wondered what happens when four artists collide? We'll find out when this amalgam of Tennille, Disney, Blair, and Burton is unveiled sometime next year. Oh, I almost forgot. There will be a Johnny Depp audio-animatronic figure added to the end of the ride. Although this rumor is fresh and completely unsubstantiated, I think we should organize some sort of protest immediately, at least an online petition. Is that not the best idea you've heard all day? And this email was dated March 11th, by the way. Okay, maybe not. Does that sound like a splendiferous idea to you, Captain?
Splendiferous? No.
That's just horrible.
It is pretty horrible, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, might as well... I don't know. I was trying to think of something witty to say, but no. I lost it.
That never stopped us. Our next email comes from Imagineer That.
Imagineer That!
Hey, LPP.
Yeah, you know me.
What Will You Celebrate has gone through its first month, and nothing much has happened over here on the West Coast.
First month? When was this dated?
This is from early March.
Oh, okay. So that'd be 2 months.
Shut up. This is probably from... I'm assuming it's from February, because he said first month.
Okay, fair enough.
I rewrote it so I could read it more clearly and neglected to keep the date. Start over. Hey, LPP.
Yeah, you know me.
What Will You Celebrate has gone through its first month, and nothing much has happened over here on the West Coast other than a new Mickey floral and decorations on the Main Street lamppost. As you know, our new offerings won't begin until spring. He says, I did see the latest version of the Magic Kingdom's daytime parade on YouTube, and it's sad that it gets to continue on and the Parade of Dreams is gone. I agree that the dancer costumes are very dated and the showstop serves no real purpose. I think Disney puts more effort in getting people to Disney World than giving them things to do when they get there.
Ooh,
ouch.
Wow.
Now, this is away from the email. This is Doobie speaking now. I did see video.
Hello, Doobie.
Since this email was written, Disneyland has started their new celebration parade. What's it called? Celebrate.
Move it.
No,
that's here.
What is it called?
Mickey's Magic Parts.
I fixed that. Celebrate, a street party.
Okay.
So technically it's not a parade. It's a
street-tacular.
And I must say...
It's better than their last street-tacular?
It puts Disney Worlds to shame. Now, when we spoke earlier, you corrected me and said, yes, but that's their only parade. I wasn't comparing it to Disney World's Celebrate Street Party. I was comparing it to Disney World's actual daytime parade.
Fair enough.
And it puts that to shame.
Okay, I'm sorry. The street party at Disney World puts the daytime parade to shame. It has to be. I mean, they don't have Spectral Magic. They don't have a daytime parade. It's all that combined into one.
I think there's really two reasons it is as good as it is.
Well, there's the producer.
Yes.
Denny Newell.
Denny and Newell. It comes down to that. We are members of
the Denny Newell fan club.
I wonder what year he was
born. We really should start that on Facebook.
Fan club?
Yeah, like DN72. Yeah.
Denny Newell Facebook fan club. That'd be funny.
He goes on. Do you like the Showstop version? I do like the Showstop version of Celebrate You. It's very similar to the Welcome Showstop from Parade of Dreams, so much so that I made a video using the music from the Celebrate Dreams Come True Showstop and video from Parade of Dreams. Welcome. I posted it in the forums. I do really think it was supposed to be the new showstop that was rumored for Parade of Dreams. Do you think so? Hopefully the Newsland Street Party will be entertaining. And as we just discussed, it's very entertaining, much more entertaining than Parade of Dreams, which was the worst parade since... What came before it?
Parade of Dreams?
Yeah.
The Parade of the Stars. 45 Dreams.
Yeah. Parade the worst of the parade Stars. Man. What's left?
That's Parade of the Stars and not the... The Goofy Brains edition with the...
I prefer the cloud... is this the one right now? No. I prefer the cloud pomp and circumstance version.
Okay.
Was Mulan the last good Disneyland daytime parade?
Yep.
I was at Disneyland a few days ago having dinner in Tomorrowland with some friends, and we were talking about how old it was getting, which is ironic. And we came up with kind of a game where we could create an ultimate Tomorrowland, not even for a specific park, but picking the best Tomorrowland attractions from all over the world. We're still working on our list, but he's curious what we would include. So what would be, going around here, one or two ultimate Tomorrowland attractions from anywhere in the world?
Past and present or present
yeah,
only?
Yeah, anytime. If you want to include the original Astro Jets.
Okay. NASA space exploration.
With or without the Pathfinder actually moving. Remember when that moved on the first day?
Remember when they had to turn off NASA TV because of...
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
And do you remember the Hall of Aluminum?
Kaiser Pig.
And the Bathroom of Tomorrow.
I think you've got a bunch of e-tickets there.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Captain?
I don't know.
I remember when the NASA the rover stopped moving, but they would still count down. The lights would come up, and you'd be like, ooh.
That was pathetic. Why would...
Let's see. It should have Star Tours and Space Mountain.
Space Mountain has got to be there.
Paris
and Adventure Through
Mountain.
Inner Space.
Let's see. I can't really say. Paris and Space Mountain seems good, but it could not. I haven't.
Okay, so of the Space Mountains you've done, which would be the original Disneyland, the current, all the variations of Disneyland.
Current Disneyland Space Mountain.
The one right now.
Yeah.
I think I'd go for L'Aquarium.
I like L'Aquarium.
Oh, yeah. What?
The Dick Dale the Dick soundtrack.
That was called L'Aquarium?
That was the piece of music.
I thought that was from Carnival of the Animals.
Yes, a piece called L'Aquarium. So Star Tours, Space Mountain, I would agree with that. You've got to have Adventure,
People Mover?
Yeah, you got to have People Mover.
You got to have the People Mover.
Disneyland's People Mover. Which version? Super Speed Tunnel? Tron?
Tron,
yeah.
Rocket
Tron.
Ride?
No, okay. Tron.
Not Rocket Ride, no, Tron.
What about the Carousel Theater?
America Sings or right. Carousel Progress.
Because I was kind of leaning into the empty building.
Yeah. No. Yeah, just decide that says we're imagineering a new attraction. Because nothing says tomorrow like, this is closed, come back tomorrow.
Every year I'd go to Disneyland and say, gee, how long can it possibly take them to build a ride? Haunted Mansion didn't take this long.
Let's see. Do you have the Autopia in it?
No.
No, because cars are going away. If they were little hovercraft, sure.
Ooh, flying saucers.
And the man that flies around with the jetpack.
Oh, yeah. The man that flies
Space
around
man,
with the
jetpack. One.
Do you
pre-Nemo submarine.
This is like 69. What is it? 59 tomorrow? No, 59 Tomorrowland.
Ooh. Delta Dream Flight. Delta
Thank
Dream
you.
Flight.
No. Pre-Nemo submarine. Have to be. Is that
yellow or gray?
Yellow or gray?
One more yellow and one more gray.
Wouldn't it actually be orange? Because now they're yellow.
No, they were yellow before.
They were
just different shade of yellow.
Yellow.
Before they closed.
Just before they closed, yeah.
Okay. Do you want the buckets?
Oh, totally want the buckets.
The round or the square?
I like the square one.
But ironically, it is not in my dream fantasy land, so...
Very short ride. Yeah.
Or and the last ride of the day.
And my Tomorrowland has a battle horse.
Yowie! Okay, you can't move. Yeah, okay.
It used to be Tomorrowland or Fantasyland. You got to pick.
Now, do you...
Nothing says the future like mountains.
Do you want the character shop or do you want Star Trader?
I want the art gallery.
You know what else I want? I want Starcade back with that little game where you hit the button and the horse jumps over the hurdle. Because that was one of my favorite things to do.
But here's the big question.
That little Atari
Magic Journeys, Hista, or Captain EO?
Magic Journeys.
I've seen Hista and Captain EO, so I'm going with Magic Journeys.
I want the theater where they do like the Mickey Mouse Club reunion.
What's that, Fantasyland?
No, it was here, right?
It was pre... pre-Lion King.
Oh, here, it? Here, yes.
Are you referring to...
Here it was in the theater that became Magic Journeys and then became PhilharMagic.
Yeah. No. Not the Mickey Mouse Club Review.
Okay, not that. Okay.
They had a show at the Space Place Theater, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, where they would have the Musketeers.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Space Place would be there. Second floor dining.
And
a juice bar. And Radio Disney.
and a stage that goes up and down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Twilight Terrace or Light Years Above the Rest?
Oh, you know what else we'd have is we'd have pizza with vegetables like they do out in Japan. Because I really enjoyed my pizza with like corn and broccoli and stuff like that on it that I had in Japan's Tomorrowland.
I'm gonna ask,
that's where I saw One Man's Dream.
See, what about Rocket Jets, Astro Orbiter? But what if you put the Astro Orbiter in its proper location?
Up top of people over?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but then where are you going to put the, what do they call it, Observatron?
See what I did there.
I would go with the current jets up above Observatron.
Okay,
level.
Now for the look of your Tomorrowland, are you
Montana.
Liking the white, the white and orange and what kind of, you know, the 1969 NASA program, or do you like the Jules Verne rivets
or
and
the Buzz Lightyear?
Do you like the kind of Jules Verne or the like the California? What is it? Because it's not exactly Jules Verne.
Yeah.
It's more like trying to be retro.
Cheap, I think, was what they were going for.
Stop.
No, they're trying to be like retro.
I'm going back to 68.
That's a lot of jewel tones, right?
Out
in California now?
Yeah, it's got... Yeah.
And if you're hungry, you can just pick a plant.
Edible landscaping. Oh, totally forgot about
Montana.
That. Do you remember we used to see guests all the time picking peppers and stuff? Totally
what about Rocket to the Moon?
Whoa. I want to know. What era Tomorrowland? What look do you want?
I don't know.
I like the Jules Verne look.
I want the one that where all the walls are so no one could get to Space Mountain so it never had a long wait.
I like
the Jules Verne steampunk kind of
I like
of
the
look.
Crisp, white, sterile.
68, yes.
The concept that the future will be sterile. I like
exactly.
That. I like that
like
one.
Like walking into Logan's Run or something. Yeah.
Yep.
I would ask this question popcorn or churro style. Mary Blair mural.
Or what?
Or not.
Okay.
While I loved it, not Tomorrowland.
Okay, wait. What about the Star Speeder mural or
the flying space mountain?
The asteroids blown up mural.
I miss the murals. There was something about that that I found kind of open. Whenever I go into the Tomorrowland here at Magic Kingdom, I feel kind of claustrophobic. There's these two. I feel like I'm walking into a canyon.
Yeah, there's two people movers going by you, and
I don't know why.
It's like a runway.
So I think we've just proved why we're not Imagineers. We've just created the most beautiful and splashed together Tomorrowland.
You know, the one thing I will say is I really like a Tomorrowland that has lots of visible motion. That's why currently I like Tomorrowland here more than I do in California, because Tomorrowland in California doesn't have that. Same
but
kind
it's got
of
a big,
energy.
It's got a big pointless thing that spins around every 15 minutes.
You like a world
on the move. Because here in Tomorrowland, everything is possible.
Oh, and I want a Viewliner.
You want a Viewliner?
Yeah, because that just seems fun.
A train with the Buick in the front that goes in a figure eight.
Yeah.
Boy, that Walt knew how to create a
Yeah.
It's better than this Casey Jr. idea.
So simple.
Phantom boats?
Gummy Glen. I want to go to Gummy Glen.
It would be awesome having the submarines and the phantom boats on the same lagoon.
You just have to...
All right. He asked a good question next, though. Thanks for that. That was... he said, I have another question for you guys. Do you think the parks are doing enough to help people celebrate? In all reality, there's not that much extra other than the free birthday stuff.
So...
I'm not done. Okay.
Almost every month has a holiday or two, and there's nothing to help celebrate those occasions. It would have been nice if they had a celebration station where you could get your picture taken in front of a green screen and then get a special background for different occasions, or they could build a background like Knott's does during different holidays. And I remember before the celebration started, we talked about how it would be fun to celebrate other things like holidays we didn't even mention, but you know, characters' birthdays, attractions' birthdays, whatever. And
National Pancake
is
Day.
Any of that? Yeah, that key. Touché.
And to celebrate.
And can I just say I'm shocked that there hasn't been a lot of little silly moments like that? Because, you know, this is the company that gave us the turkey coming. The turkey on parade. And so I'm just surprised that there hasn't been, like you say, National Pancake Day celebrated by a massive array, you know, like tables all down Main Street and the largest pancake breakfast ever or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think If you go to Move It, Shake It, they mention it, but that's about the extent of it.
And the other thing
they
that's...
They mentioned National Pancake
no,
Day?
No, they mentioned some stupid, you know, like today's National
really?
Accounting Day or something.
They stole my shtick.
And the other thing that has surprised me is that as a frequent guest of Walt Disney World, I have not noticed any new birthday songs being sung to the guests. So you hear the same
yo
song.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, happy birthday to you.
Far more times, yeah. I was kind of surprised by that. I thought there'd be more variety since more people were going to specifically mm-hmm. celebrate.
You get the new cards they have at the restaurants. Have you seen those?
I haven't seen them yet.
Hey, your little birthday cards.
Oh, no, I take that back because the team at Beaches and Cream gave us one for Gideon.
And then they have the sweetheart dinner for two, which I did just to do it and had a lot of food.
Oh, that's so pathetic.
Yeah, that's me.
Once again, you shouldn't have gone alone.
Yeah, but
It is a
the WWE girls weren't available.
All right, our next email comes from Comics Fan. He writes, Laughing Place Podcasters.
Hey, big fan of Archie.
Does that mean LPP? Not really. Here we are in the third month of 2009. This was written last month.
Okay.
And I've heard little discussion of what will you celebrate or the free birthday at Disney. So I raised the question. Clearly, with current cheap airfares and sufficient Disney rewards to pay for a room, Disney fans will head for Orlando or Anaheim on their birthday. The real question is, what does one do when one gets there? With the year that has brought as precious few new attractions, to which park should one go to spend their birthday and why? For me, the first chore was to gain the blessings of Mrs. Comics Fan, who understands that she will have the same opportunity later this year on her birthday. With that done, I had to choose a park. With nothing new at Animal Kingdom, visiting that park was not an option. I have zero interest in American Idol, so that wiped out the studios. Fanboy's comments on the new parades at Magic Kingdom convinced me it was not so new. My thought was to celebrate my birthday at Epcot to enjoy the new Kim Possible Adventure. Thanks to PhotoPass, I was even able to get birthday pictures. So, do you or your listeners have any thoughts as to the park in which to celebrate your birthday and why? Comics Fan.
I have a park hopper, so I'm good.
If you're a regular Disney World visitor, you come down, I don't know, you know the park, so it's not like you go to the Magic Kingdom. What park would you choose to go to this year for one day? You get one day to come down.
I'd go to the Magic Kingdom.
Still?
Yeah, well, I mean, because it's got the street party, it's got the balloons.
Celebration Central.
Yeah, it's kind of the place to be. Plus, you can go on Space Mountain for a couple more weeks.
And then when does it reopen?
2012, I think. December 12th.
Not 2012. That's a dangerous year to be reopened.
I don't think it's actually been determined entirely. Yeah,
according to Screamscape, it hasn't. I read that today. And they're always.
Yeah. Remember Night Kingdom?
That was Jim Hill.
Yeah, remember Disney Quest closing?
You're right. That's a good point. Yeah, this year I think is the year for Epcot.
Really?
Yeah. Because studios got worse.
Subtraction by addition.
Magic Kingdom got worse. Animal Kingdom stayed pat. And Epcot's better than Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's Flower and Garden, though. You get all those allergies. I just get hungry when I go for Flower and Garden. Because I get there for the festival.
Do you, are you one of those people that gets excited leading up to Flower and Garden?
Yeah.
And then you realize it's not Food and Wine?
Yeah, I am.
Instead of going eating around the world, you like go smelling flowers around the world. Yeah. It's just not quite the same.
No, it's kind of funny because food comes from a garden half the time. Why don't you just sell it to me?
Why didn't they do it Tomorrowland style, where you can? All right, and our final
email.
Our next email comes from. Well, then it's not really an email. It's actually Brent. So
oh. Maybe.
Our next email comes from Joe Pittman. He goes, what's up, LPP?
What's up?
Glad you guys are back. Congrats on the little one. Thank you. You had a great discussion about D23. Thank you. Although I haven't joined yet, I did purchase the magazine, and it is truly awesome. It made me even
awesome.
More excited to be a Disney dork. The pics and articles are great. My favorite was the section with Tim Burton and the glimpse at Alice in Wonderland. If this is what we're going to get when Tron, Pirates, and just whatever comes out, I think we're in for a real treat. Yes, I am looking for my College Road Trip 2 edition of D23 magazine.
I am. Oh, no, the Raven Centerfold.
I just want to close with one quick question. Sometime last year, you guys mentioned that at the meeting, somebody asked Bob Iger if there were plans on a global Disney theme park pass. Mm-hmm. I've only been to Disneyland Resort, but I now work for an airline. Not sure if I can say what company, but it rhymes with Mouth Guest. I'm not sure. Do you think our Delta sponsorship will have an issue?
Mouthwest? Oh, so Southwest.
I'm not sure if I can.
If it was Northwest, it would just. Who wrote this?
Joe Pittman.
Okay. If they give you free passes, let me know.
So I plan on going to visit your neck of the Disney Woods soon. So my question is, do you
Southwest
know?
Fly here?
Yeah.
Oh, it takes like but it takes like 20 hours because like you gotta go from Los Angeles to Texas exactly. to Georgia to Port Lauderdale to Orlando. Yeah, I'm with you. And then all you get is peanuts.
Yep.
So my question is, do you know of any plans to come out with the Coast to Coast Pass? I think that would be great.
No.
Anyways, I'm done blabbing. Off to work. Really long day. Take care. Keep it up. Yo-ho. Joe out.
Even now with the merging and melding and restructuring, it seems like it'd be a breeze now.
Let's see. I know someone in ticketing, and I finally asked this question. And they said, when originally they decided to have Disneyland be on a different system than Disney World, so they weren't placing all their eggs in one basket and made it completely impossible for one system to talk to another. So I guess, you know, they don't really have a lot of tickets that work in both, but I guess for, like, cast member entrance ends up being a big pain in the patoot. So, you know, someday, maybe, but that would involve getting new turnstiles at one of the parks, and that's a lot of money.
And the question was asked again this year at the at the shareholders meeting, and the impression was given that it has been looked into and that it just didn't appear to be feasible. So
I can't imagine, as big a Disney fanatic as there are, that there would be that many people doing it.
Well, especially not a fully global, like, you know, an international,
that.
Which is what Iger was referring to. He never did specifically address the concept US. Of a domestic.
Because that'd be what, like $30 a week?
Huh?
If you got it for both, how much would that be per week? Or do you not think they would do that?
I'm with you now. Let's see. Next up, we've got a voicemail.
Voicemail.
Good morning, LPP crew. This is Wing Nike. Congratulations, Becca and Doobie, again on Baby Gideon.
Thanks.
If you hear that noise around me, that's actually the airport announcer speaker.
The
I'm on my way to
for
Tokyo,
loading.
Where I can hopefully visit Tokyo Disneyland and DisneySea. I got some great suggestions from the forum board members, and I have one quick question for you. What do you guys consider unique to each park? I mean, I know that they always say Disneyland's the only place that walked in, and that's really great, but I mean concrete things that you can only find at one park. Like, for example, California Adventure, I think they're the only place that has the Zoetrope. What do they have at
Actually,
the other parks that are unique to those parks? And I'm going to go get ready to meet my group, so I will talk to you guys later. I have two podcasts that I can listen to on my trip over. And just as an aside, I found out from one of my coworkers that his dad used to be an Imagineer. He supposedly worked with audio animatronics, and his name was David Wagoner. Tried looking him up, but I couldn't find any info. But thank you, and I hope to hear from you guys again in 2 weeks. Or you can hear from me in 2 weeks. All right, bye.
Pretty sure David Wagoner played the Bionic Woman, didn't he? Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
He played the Bionic Woman.
So she nailed it with DCA. I don't think there's any question that the one attraction that
No, they
really...
have that in Hong Kong.
Oh, well, too bad for DCA, because what does that leave? They took the island out.
The free tortillas.
But I thought that was a good question, just kind of the one great attraction for each park, if you had to name one.
Like, just what's specific... Well, Animal Kingdom is the only Disney park in this country that has a coaster that goes backwards and forwards.
All right, so...
Granted, it's the coasters are operating correctly.
Does it?
It's also the only park with animals, but that was just... I mean, like, a lot of animals.
Yeah,
like donkeys.
You know, there's different things to cover.
I would still pick... I think I would pick Kilimanjaro Safari. Before.
Kilimanjaro Safari?
Woo,
yeah,
woo, woo.
The only park with a safari?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's even more unique, to use a phrase I can't stand, than
either of the other ones.
But what about the Jungle Cruise? You don't think that competes?
No.
No.
Hello, we're passing by the famous Big Red, named for the famous explorer.
Albert Ellison. Dr. Albert Ellison.
What would you pick for Animal Kingdom?
KSR.
How about you, Rebecca? I can relay. Rebecca says she would go with Kilimanjaro Safari too, and I agree with that.
That makes sense.
All right, how about for Epcot?
I'm going to go with Spaceship Earth.
I think that's a no-brainer.
Spaceship Earth?
Norway.
Norway.
Just the movie.
We met some people. We were overhearing some people from Norway on a totally off-property, and the guy asked them what they thought of the Norway attraction at Epcot, which they enjoyed, and I really wanted to ask them if they saw the movie. But I didn't. Rebecca says American Adventure.
Yeah, that now it is, because in Japan they had something like Japanese Adventure, in other words.
Meet the World.
And Golden Dreams is closed now, too.
Well, Golden Dreams is just a
movie.
Was
Meet the World mostly, like, Meet the World, but mostly Japan?
It was, yeah.
Rebecca says yes.
It was mostly Japan. Yeah, that was you know, the same kind of animatronic kind of thing. Golden Dreams is just a movie, so it's not particularly.
Hollywood Studios, that one's a little more difficult. But
sounds dangerous. Yeah. Starring.
Fortunately. Fortunately, yes.
I would say Tower of Terror. There's really. Oh, no, except there's one in Tokyo.
And
California.
Paris.
And
oh,
Paris.
Yeah. We're talking unique attractions. This is hard. This is hard. Oh, I want Rebecca on this discussion. Rock and Roller. Oh, what?
No, not Rock and Roller Coaster. Nope.
Okay, what are the unique attractions?
Wait. Voyage of the Little Mermaid. No, but there's the Animagique is kind of the same kind of puppetry thing going on.
One Man's Dream.
They used to have the DCA, but not anymore. Do they?
But they never had the full.
Wait. Backlot Tour.
Oh, and that is epitome of Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Backlot Tour.
And they didn't put one in the Paris.
There's one thing. They have it
places. Wait. Was there one in Paris?
They had a tram tour. I don't know if it's still there, but
so that doesn't count then.
One thing I think, I don't know, obviously I haven't been international, but one thing that they have that they don't have to any degree anywhere else would be the Streetmosphere.
That's for sure.
Streetmosphere.
Yeah.
That's a good one too.
Yeah. But great movie ride.
Oh.
The great,
that's why we wanted Rebecca back.
The great movie
ride. The great movie
ride. Oh, you guys hadn't talked. I figured I was kind of mentioning this. I've been a little distracted with the little guy.
I forgot all about it because it's blocked by that stupid hat.
You know what? I wonder if attendance has been impacted by the hat. I'd really be interested to know.
They don't even have a strawberry sours there. You got this hat. No problem.
Don't even talk about the hat.
American Idol Experience.
Yeah. I'm so glad she thought a great movie, right? Wow.
You guys are sad.
All right. So
Indiana Jones.
And now that Rebecca's back on the mic. What did you say for Epcot, Rebecca? Spaceship Earth?
No, I said American Adventure.
Okay. Kilimanjaro Safari.
And
Kilimanjaro Safari.
Okay.
Magic Kingdom.
Before we do that, that's the hard one. DCA.
Oh. See, for the
Bread Tour.
The Hyperion Theater.
The Bread Tour.
The Hyperion for you, fanboy?
Yeah, that is good, because that's quite unique.
See, for me, it's the animation
thing. Oh, yeah. Well, that's
cool.
They
don't have that in Paris?
I don't know,
specify animation thing.
The courtyard?
That building and what it offers. I mean, okay. I know it's changed. Some of it's duplicated in other places and whatnot, but just the whole... You walk into the courtyard and just immersed in Disney art, and then you kind of explore Disney art. It's neat to have an attraction that just explores the simplistic elements instead of a character or whatever. I thought that was cool.
That's good one. Gurr is too similar to Keeley, whatever it's
Cali.
Called.
Cali.
I'd say Bob Gurr is more similar to Cali.
You have Screamin', you have Soarin'. Oh, wait, Soarin's at Epcot now.
Screaming is no biggie.
You have a...
Holland Madness, if you count
Golden
the fact.
Golden Zephyr.
Golden Zephyr. That's true.
B-Butts.
No, you don't, sadly.
Holland Madness, if you don't count the fact that Primeval World, spins.
The Blue Sky Cellar.
I'm thinking maybe Flicks Flyers.
Oh, that's,
Heimlich's Choo-Choo
Mike,
Train.
I love Heimlich. I miss Heimlich's Choo-Choo Train.
You get it?
I miss it.
Choo-choo.
Mike and Sully, boo.
Hey, anybody smell water on?
I get it.
Animal crackers.
You say the bad part.
I wish we had a Bugs Land here.
I'm going with Hyperion Theater. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
All right. Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom.
Nothing.
Do they have anything unique?
PhilharMagic is unique.
Are we the only one with a Liberty Square?
Hall of Presidents?
Yes, we are. So we are the only one with the Hall of Presidents.
There you go.
Okay, Hall of Presidents is good.
They don't have Monsters Inc. Last floor.
Stitch Encounter, right? They don't have that anywhere else.
No, they have that in Tokyo.
No, they have
Stitch. They have a Stitch thing, but
it's not
the
same thing. No. We have...
TTA?
Sadly, yes.
Yeah. Carousel of Progress?
Tiki Room under new management.
Oh, Carousel of Progress.
Carousel of Progress.
Why? Slim Pickens.
CBJ, is that still everywhere?
A space mountain that has two sides.
I think I would go with Carousel of Progress because it's an original 1965 67 attraction.
Yeah, I think 60, I would too.
67 attraction?
Yes.
Doesn't it predate that?
Yes.
The World's Fair?
Okay, but for Disney parks.
Okay.
It's a 67.
No, but no one says, come to this 1967 classic.
Look, I made a point of remembering when all of those opened at Disneyland. I'm going to use my knowledge. It's an original 1967 attraction.
Okay, name one of them. Okay, Small World was 66.
Yes.
And Primeval World.
66. Lincoln was 65, and Progress was 67.
I never understood this Lincoln. There must have been another Lincoln.
Yes.
Okay.
There was. Read the e-ticket. Or not. Okay, and what would you say for Magic Kingdom, Rebecca?
I'd have to agree with Carousel of Progress.
Yeah, because that's right.
And I prefer to call it Progress Land.
The only land that actually walked on?
Disneyland.
Disneyland Park.
Sleeping Beauty walkthrough.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Toontown. Like a real Toontown.
Roger Rabbit, yeah.
Tom Sawyer Island.
No, they have that there.
Haunted Mansion. Big Thunder
Mountain. Oh, wild ride.
No. Easy for me. Matterhorn.
Oh,
Matterhorn, yeah.
World's
that's a
good first
one.
Tubular roller coaster. Yes, world's first coaster with
tubular,
the
tubular, man, tubular.
First coaster with Dolly's Dip.
Yeah. Harold, first coaster with a character named Harold in it.
First coaster to have something get into it.
First coaster to have something go through it. And the first coaster to think every April Fool's Day. Cool. That was fun. What did you say Matterhorn, Rebecca?
I agree with you that Matterhorn is it, but I also think Sleeping Beauty walkthrough.
What about
Tiki Room though too? Tiki Room.
Storybook Land?
Like it's the only original Tiki Room left.
Storybook Land.
Is there any other Storybook Land?
Oh, you know what, John Captain, you're right.
Yeah, that's a. Yeah.
I think that's excellent. Storybook Land.
Let's go
with
Matterhorn.
I can't remember if that's anywhere else.
I think Disneyland Paris has a Storybook Land.
Yeah.
Yes, it does, but it's not the same. I mean, it's.
Do they have an Alice ride?
No, they have the maze.
Okay, Alice in Wonderland's another.
Haunted Mansion is the only one that it's actually in New Orleans Square.
That's the only attraction that's in four different lands and four different parks.
They have to make a new land in like Hong Kong just so they can build it right.
Hong Kong is Adventureland.
They don't have a Haunted Mansion.
Well, they're building one and it's going to be an Adventureland from what I heard.
Is that a duplicate?
That'd be funny. I wonder if they did it deliberately so it could be in a different land.
That's awesome. Because Paris is Frontierland. Tokyo's Frontierland.
I don't know how accurate that is. But
no,
that's what
Tokyo is Fantasyland.
Okay, then Paris is Frontier.
Western Land or whatever. Yeah.
And then Liberty Square. That's awesome. I bet WDI did that on purpose.
And I heard it cost him an extra $20 million to do it that way.
Oh, you know, I forgot. That was a voicemail. How did she pronounce her name?
Winged Nike.
Winged. But I like winged.
Winged Nike. Well, thank you, Winged Nike. That was fun.
Hope you have fun.
Yeah, enjoy Paris. Or
yeah, we
Tokyo.
Call back and tell us about your trip.
Ironically, she had a layover.
And I do hope you get there. She said she hopes she gets to the parks. Please, get to the parks. I mean, why else would you
why
go to
she
Tokyo?
Going there? Do we know why she's going there?
No. We don't know this person.
I feel like I do.
She felt like going for a run in her winged Nikes.
Swoosh. Cha-ching. All right, and finally we got Brent's Corner here. Brent, send us a few quick takes here. So as I read, feel free to interrupt me at any time.
So Doobie.
Reorganization of the company.
What?
It was time for a change, and change for the most part is a good thing. So let's see what everyone does in their new roles. Fair enough. JB concert experience was bad beyond words, but I'm not sure why it was bad. I went to this on tour, and it was good, but watching in the theater without pizza was bad.
You know why? You know what's missing?
Pizza.
It was missing Menudo.
The trash can.
No, it was missing pizza. And
it was so missing. Truth be told.
The trash can.
There was a key trash can shot in that movie. Would it have gone up a couple of pegs?
To, like, one.
Wow.
Okay. Not bad.
But mainly missing pizza.
Do you think that that movie's box office suffered from the fact that they didn't do it the same way they did Hannah Montana, where it was like limited release and after the concerts were sold out?
The limited
or
extended release.
I think it's just Hannah Montana is a lot more popular than Jonas Brothers.
Yeah?
I mean, because the concerts don't sell out like Hannah Montana did.
Not to the same extent right. that Hannah Montana did, but they do sell out.
Yeah, but like when we went to see it, we got the tickets the week before. I can't be a judge, and yeah, I think maybe if they did a 1 week limited release, but then you think they would catch up, you know? I don't know. I could be wrong. We'll find out when they do the Demi Lovato 3D concert.
See, my thought was that with the Hannah Montana was the people who went were the ones who couldn't get tickets, so it was a way of, you know, kind of, you know, helping with that disappointment. And then the people who went and had a really good time, they could relive it by going to the movie. And you didn't have either of those particular draws with the way that they chose to do the Jonas Brothers concert movie.
Yeah, I suspect it would have done much better, at least a little better, if they'd done it Hannah Montana style. But I think they thought they really had something big. I got to believe that Disney is pretty surprised by how
I think they would,
was.
Too.
Yeah. Let's see.
After I flew them across the world that one weekend, I had to use the international date line to their favor. Consulted with Santa, gave him $20 million to figure out what to do.
Did NORAD track you? I am thrilled beyond. I am.
Yes, Cynthia?
I am beyond thrilled. I am beyond thrilled Mr. Lincoln will be back. It's about time they decided to return him to Disneyland.
He Yippee. Must live.
Because the world has never had a good definition of the word liberty. Stitch's Cosmic Dance Party, from what I have seen of concept art and while riding the TTA past the construction, even if I don't like Stitch, this doesn't seem like a bad waste of space.
You don't like
Stitch?
I
look forward to seeing it when it's done.
Who doesn't like Stitch?
Apparently Brent doesn't like Stitch. We didn't know that when we took him out to the movie.
But he knew everything about us.
Trendy. I had a chance to visit on opening day, and all I can say is too bad there is nothing for guys except that cool new retro Tomorrowland mug, but I can get that other places too. Trendy, what do you think? Have you been to it, fanboy?
No.
You got to get there, man.
I saw the pictures. I like Summer Sands. I got a lot of nice dresses there. And
have you been to Trendy, Captain?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Rebecca, what did you think of Trendy?
It's okay. It's not my taste, but I think for the people whose taste it is, they did a good job of nailing that market as far as design and merchandise and whatnot. And the prices weren't as bad as extreme as I thought they'd be. I still wish they were a little less, but, you know, one can dream. But they were good. There were a couple of dresses there that I kind of liked, which I was surprised. I didn't think there'd be anything in there that would appeal to me.
I actually quite like the merchandise, much to my surprise, but the decor.
Yeah, it drove you crazy.
Oh, shoot me now. And we did think it was funny that outside the shop.
One of the 75 Mickeys, right?
On it was the Team Mickey side, yeah. It was Rosie O'Donnell's 75 Mickey.
Did you go into the guest relations there by any chance?
Yes, it's nice.
Yeah, when did that happen?
Really nice.
Because that was like, that used to be one of those like spray-on t-shirt places. The next thing you know, it looks like it's somebody from the Grand Californian.
Yep, very cool.
I didn't know that Joe Ramp did the story for one of the segments of Fantasia 2000.
Yeah, the flamingo run. Right?
I say as the, I thought it was a different segment. I'll have to rewind. Sorry, the credits of Fantasia 2000 are rolling as we.
F2K as we call it in the biz.
Let's see. Get your head in the game and please say they will rethink High School Musical 4. The only reason I would consider seeing it is they put the real Troy, Drew Seeley, in it, because I just saw him in concert. He was amazing. Who's Drew Seeley?
He's the guy that did the voice for voice? Troy in High School Musical 1.
And he lent his name to that pasta, right? Pasta Drew Seeley?
Yes. Pasta.
I love him in Tomorrowland. But Blast Off.
Chicken Drew Seeley. Yeah.
The new Up trailer confirms my mind how awesome this movie will be. Doug the Talking Dog. He's with ease the new Rhino. You guys excited about Up? Yeah, the more you see, the more excited you are?
I'm excited about Up.
You know what made me excited? It wasn't the trailer. It was the exhibit at the animation building in studios.
Okay.
No, it was. They had a lot of interesting like artifacts there, which made it look more interesting. Because the trailer wasn't so... balloons.
Yeah, it's just... Well, Pixar's trailers are never good, so... I just have to go...
Neither are their movies. No, just kidding. Just kidding. JK,
ouch.
JK, JK.
JK. J Flash can.
Colon.
You can do it with Harry Potter shit. Remy is in France, so make your reservations at Le Chef de France, because like all good things, it will probably disappear to Hong Kong in a few months. Rebecca, go.
Did you put a mouse in your restaurant so people will go to it? I don't understand. And apparently it's wildly popular, too. I don't get it.
I hate the movie, and it's a gross concept, but I would love to go see Remy.
You know what I hate more than Ratatouille? Which I like the movie, but you know what's worse than that movie is that restaurant.
You don't like Chef de France?
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, we love it.
Oh, I love
Chef de France. Have you had the baked macaroni and cheese?
No.
I like the tuna.
Wait. Did somebody say macaroni and cheese?
Oh, the macaroni and cheese there is phenomenal.
Oh, man. It will kill you. It is so bad for you.
You can't eat all of it. It's just so rich.
See, with the healthy food
initiative. But you will die happy.
Oh, yeah.
Die happy.
And
that is the one thing about that restaurant. It is very hard to order something that's truly light. Because, like, even the tuna salad that I order,
tuna niçoise,
it has oil is so heavy.
When you get the, is there little pellets in it?
Ew.
So for those who are uninitiated, they now have a test. What do they call it? The Living Characters Program at WDI. The people that brought us Lucky the Dinosaur and Muppets Mobile Lab. And where they, after your meal, they will bring Remy, life-size, meaning, 6 inches tall or whatever, to your table, a little animatronic Remy, and do a little skit with him and the quote waiter. And it's wildly popular with people that have seen it. Got some video on the site that's wildly popular. I haven't seen it in person yet, but really want to. Gross, but cool.
Do they do that for every person dining there?
I don't know. I would hope not, because then you'd see it, like, a lot.
Yeah, but you'd want it to be you. That's good. Or maybe there's 3 Remy's. Like, maybe it's Remy and Emil and...
So they've been doing this Living Characters program. What's the first thing I can remember is that Miko they did.
Yeah, Miko. And then Crush is part of that, too, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask, has Emil actually Zane? Made it into a permanent attraction?
Is Crush.
But none of the AAs have.
Yeah. How long does R&D get? How long at least does R&D get? Especially in these trials.
Yeah. apparently, too much.
Let's see. Race to Witch Mountain was great. Someday we'll find out. Fanboy.
So I'm Mary Poppins. She was, there's just one word to describe it. Amazing.
Am I 23? Of course I am. I told you I was. I have to say, I expect big things from this. So are we splitting a hotel for the expo?
Okay.
Well, I wish we could
go. You know how many people want to split my hotel room? It's going to be like a timeshare. We're going to have an hour.
I got dibs. And yeah.
Way too many friends, huh, fanboy?
Oh, dude. Because this is, you know what? This is not, what I'm realizing, D23 is not catering to what we perceive as our classic Disney fan. It's catering to, like, college program cast member 8 people.
Awesome.
Everyone I know that is a Disney fan between the age of 19 and 27 next month loves it.
I was telling a cast member I know who wants to go, if you want to go, put in your time now. Because there may not be, you may not be able to later because everybody's been requesting it.
I've got a question for you. Have you received your gift?
I have, and they were right. It's not a pen.
It's not a pen? I wish it was a pen. That thing costs like $8 billion.
It's not a pen. I wasn't going to talk about D23 this show, but since you brought it up. As many have said, we had quite the D23 discussion last podcast, and... Even some people have written and said that discussion convinced them to join, which was not our goal. We just were honest, giving our opinion. And I think one of the strong things we said was we know some of the people involved in this, and those people, you can trust them. They know what they're doing here. And I know some of them, too, and I kind of do trust them.
But you're disappointed.
But
you're disappointed.
Of the things that have actually occurred thus far, they're not – getting much right, in my humble opinion. From how they launched it, what was ready, what wasn't, and to the fact that the magazine was on the stands for 3 weeks before mine actually arrived, to it's not a pen, you're right, it's a lithograph.
Well, no, I think the phrase that was really was, it's something I would display in my house.
Yes, and I will too, under the bed with all the rest of my lithograph.
It's hard to find wall space.
I mean, it's a nice litho, don't get me wrong, but it's a litho, and I got to be honest. When they said it's something I would display and it's not a piece, and I think they said who it was being designed by, but maybe I'm confusing something, I expected a piece. It's not a piece. It's a litho. To the price, which I may have mentioned already, because everyone else... my favorite quip, Club 23. It's so expensive. Club
23. I got breaking news, though. Tomorrow, there'll be something new on D23.
Tomorrow, as in the day this comes out?
Yeah.
Okay.
They will be selling a new pin at Boutique 23 at DisneyShopping.com. Jiminy Cricket.
Seriously?
One. Yep. Number 2 of 10.
So, I mean, I trust them when they say this isn't about the merchandise, but thus far.
That's all it's been about. Yeah. It's very I'm disappointed, and I'm surprised that I'm disappointed.
Have you received their email yet? Whatever they branded their biweekly.
I have not gotten that. The website's nice. I mean, it's nice, but it's nothing earth-shattering. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about the expo, but I don't have to be a member to go. Right. So it's hard to talk about. It's funny because it's kind of like, do I really mention that when I'm talking about what Deke 23's brought? You know, and I know you have
But they've announced nothing specific regarding it either. I mean, we have high hopes for it.
No.
I'm sure it's going to be huge, but we haven't gotten anything specific.
Right.
There's no events. Here we are 3 weeks later or whatever, almost 4 weeks later, and they haven't actually announced any club events. So really, right now, all the club is still, for members, is merchandise.
And I was surprised when your certificate arrived. The way the image was, some of the shadowing on it and stuff, I got the impression it was going to be a little bit better quality than it was.
Maybe embossed.
Yeah, I thought some of the shadowing on it, I thought it was embossing, but it actually was just shadowing on it. In that they made the
faux
flat
embossing.
Dimension. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look that
and
way.
The paper. So, I mean, it's nice paper, but I expected a little bit nice. I don't know. It's just. I'm surprised. thanks, Gideon. Or you're saying we're whining. No, I'm just a little surprised. I still have high hopes because the people are good people behind this, but I would like to see something.
They listen, so I think that maybe if they see missteps, I think they are the types to make change if they need to.
So D23 rant off.
Off.
Captain, do you have anything for us? I know we have a winner from last week at least.
Well, let's see here. Last time, so long ago.
May I interrupt you real quick? I was talking to one of our loyal listeners yesterday.
Really?
An actual person. By the way, anyone that wants to talk to me, it's easy. Give me a call. I'm pretty available. You know.
1-800.
And he said that he misses the theme song and particularly doesn't like when it's replaced by a singer.
Me.
Frequently doesn't.
What
like.
Would you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor?
2 weeks in a row.
Early in the morning. I happen to know this person, so I will sing. What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor?
All right, so I guess we'll go over
the morning. Do 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 do. Bom bom.
All right, well. Last time, I asked who played Alice in the original Alice comedies.
North Carolina Davis.
It is Oklahoma Davis.
Is it?
UConn Davis. All the way, baby.
Well, see, it's quite an
state
upset.
State of confusion, Davis.
It's quite an upset here because Utah Josh says...
Utah Davis!
Utah Josh says, my first thought, without looking, was Virginia Davis. Then I thought they, you know, changed it. So he says, but my official answer is Margie Gay? Margie Gay?
That was Maggie Gay.
Margie Gay?
Aww.
So that's his official
answer. Victory.
So that's his official, you know.
All that matters is, what was your answer?
My answer, but I was looking for Virginia Davis because... You know,
and did someone say Virginia Davis after him?
Magic 0214, Virginia Davis. And then Don O'Day, Margie Gay, and Lois Hardwick.
Yes, they all changed. There was a bunch of them. So it was like, were like... you know, people that they replace often.
Any baby on any television show.
Yes.
So
like
Captain,
Darren on Bewitched.
Captain, you have to make the decision because your word is final.
Well, I think I have to go with Magic 0214 because Utah Josh, you know,
all right.
Changed his answer.
There may be more than one, but every Disney fan knows Alice was Virginia Davis.
Mainly because she survived, right, and could go to those fan events.
So. Yeah, that's the key. One of these days, only one of us will be the voice of LPG.
That's right. Everyone knows Mark Davis, Ward, Kimball, Frank and Ollie. No one ever goes, Wooly Reiferman.
I know. Or who was that guy in the... One of them was the D23 website. one of the nine old men that no one had ever heard of. Like Justice Scalia, Thunder Day O'Connor, and yep, that's about it. Anyway.
So right, we were
John Paul Roberts.
We've had Fantasia. We've had Fantasia 2000 on in the background.
Yes.
And right before
F2K.
And right before the podcast, you know, there was a little interesting anecdote.
Anecdote? Who got hurt? Who got bit?
A little tidbit of information said by fanboys, so I'm going to steal it.
Go for it.
Rite
the
of
garden
spring.
Garden area.
Rite of Spring inspired what Disneyland attraction? Ta-da! There you go.
And how might the people answer the question?
The people might answer by, you know, they could send a pigeon with with a letter in an envelope. That'll reach me eventually.
It has no place to land. The island's gone to DCA.
So, you know, so they might do it that way. But I'd say the proper way would be going to the laughingplace.com discussion boards in the podcast section and post.
It's a good section to post.
Go for it. Cool.
And you will win nothing. There you go.
You will win our... Not pretty much nothing.
You will hear your username read on the air, and whatever you and whatever
air?
You always say that. How many? Everyone uses Wi-Fi these days.
and whatever interesting information or antidotes you put in your,
you know what?
In your message.
I think because we're reading what they have to say on the air, if you put your answer in there and you know you're the winner, you put a sentence or two in there that you want us to read for you,
like around the horn
on the air. Yeah, exactly. You get the last word.
Yeah.
Except we'll go right after you. But, you know, this is your chance to give a shout-out to whatever. You know, don't go on for pages, but give a little shout-out so we can read it, all right? There you go. You've heard it here first.
I'd like to dedicate this answer to my true love, wherever you are.
Whatever you are. Mickey Mouse. All
are right. You saying fanboys Gonzo?
I believe that I am technically cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Because whenever they talk about the Muppets, Gonzo. It's like a frog, a pig, whatever.
And a whatever.
That's what Gonzo is, a whatever?
Yeah. Yep, he's a whatever.
Wow, I think I need to learn about the Muppets. Do you think I'd like them if I took some time?
I think you would.
Okay.
Great Muppet Caper.
Great Muppet Caper.
By the way, we haven't continued our Disney Film Fest with you. We still have Pollyanna to see. Yeah. And
he did see Blue
Super
Hawaii,
Dad?
Though.
Did you see Super Dad?
Now that I have a child, I just don't have time for Disney movies.
He did see Blue Hawaii, though, which is not a Disney movie, but, you know, it's something.
I did see Blue Hawaii.
But I need to catch up, too.
Don't
I got
say anything bad Terminators. About Elvis movie. That would be crossing the line. You would get yourself in a lot of trouble with me.
You're going to win that race. Anybody get that reference? Anybody? Anybody? Lemonade. That cool, refreshing drink. Come on. Jeff Lang, you get that reference. Come on.
How about, you look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Oh, I can't
Walk
wait to watch
like
that.
An angel.
That's what you... That's what you spent your gift card on.
Talk like an angel, but I got one.
On the Lilo and Stitch, Big Kahuna
Big
edition.
Wave. Big Wave. Edition.
You're the devil in disguise.
Big
Featuring
Wave
all
edition.
Sorts of behind-the-scenes interviews of Chris Sanders and Dean DuBois.
Chris Sanders or Chris Anders?
A star.
Chris Sanders, you know, with the mustache and the gray hair and the bow tie.
I thought Chris Sanders was a woman.
Colonel Sanders.
Oh.
Isn't his wife named Chris Sanders?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, his wife is named Colonel Sanders, a little known fact.
weren't we talking yesterday? Is it back to Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yes.
Yeah, it's gone back
Even
to Kentucky Fried.
Even though the chicken's not fried?
Yeah, it's not kitchen fresh anymore. It's Kentucky Fried.
But the chicken's not fried.
Right.
was it you that was talking about this? That was more
Me.
Like Shake and Bake?
Yeah.
Which I didn't admit yesterday, but I didn't realize until you said that Shake and Bake wasn't fried.
Then what would be the point?
It was like one long word, Shake and Bake. Like little Arthur
and you know what's funny?
No, it's where you get the steak burger and the milkshake.
You know what's crazy? That somehow
sounds really good.
No, somehow I had the same conversation.
That sounds really good.
Somehow I had the same conversation this week.
Really?
That's
yeah.
disturbing.
I think I was talking to you, dude.
No,
I
no, no.
See
it wasn't
yesterday.
You.
Yes. We watched Lost.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, it wasn't you. It was just creepy.
Anyway, let's see. Anyone got any final words of wisdom or
final
in our case
words,
otherwise?
So
Universe of Energy is all pretty.
Yeah? What'd they change?
The curtains work.
No!
And,
oh my goodness. Did you check the speed ramps?
and
those cannot possibly be working at the same time.
And
You're scared.
And, there's a new paint job outside, so, you know.
Really?
It's all spiffy.
I need to get over there.
Is this still presented by ExxonMobil?
I
don't think so.
I think that the dinosaur topiaries are gone outside.
Just in time for Flower and Garden.
Flower and Garden. I don't remember them being there. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't remember seeing them, actually.
I have a question. Speaking of sponsorships, Test Track. What do you think is going to happen? Is that the noisiest cue in the history of cues?
Well, except for the blue
except
room.
For that blue room.
The blue room.
Now that GM is owned by the government, I'm going to write my congressman, make sure they know how long it took them to open that ride, and they should get another 3 or 4 years of sponsorship out of it.
I can't believe it's actually expiring.
It's amazing.
It needs more than any attraction.
It'll
sponsor.
It'll be
what's going to happen at the Expo show?
It's going to be sponsored by hands. You just know it will.
That needs a car. If they have to give it away, that needs a car sponsor.
Okay, you know what they should do if they can't get a car sponsor to the post show?
What?
Sort of separate it out and ask Jockey or Fruit of the Loom and bring back Wizard of Bras.
Shut up. Build an IMAX theater in that post show.
There used to be an IMAX theater at Epcot. Anybody know where? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
Sorry.
Their emphasis on used to.
Horizons?
Oh, yeah, of course, Horizons, yeah.
Cha-ching for
underwater.
Me.
Underwater.
Outer space.
The desert.
I wonder how many people, jumped out of their cars to try and
there's some sort of scientific study behind this, right? It's like certain type of personalities want to pick the desert.
Yes, I like orange.
Did anyone ever see the desert? Did that actually exist?
I saw the desert. I picked the desert.
I liked it when the fish was sitting on my shoulder. That was my favorite part.
No, I was. Norway is actually going to be getting an IMAX.
Really?
Due to popular demand.
So by the time you reach the exit, you're like, ah, so long to walk through this one.
So, speaking of IMAX, my final thought is that Show West, not to be confused with Show East, completely different.
Right.
They unveiled that Toy Story 1 and Toy Story Part 2 will be a double feature for 2 weeks. Any thoughts?
Which one are they going to show first, do you know?
Toy Story 1. Yeah. So you can come late.
That's the right order.
That's a lot of Randy Newman to take in one city.
That's actually exciting is not the right word. Overwhelming.
Interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah, that's
intriguing.
A lot of Toy Story. Yeah.
But you buy one, get one free. It's not like it's going to cost $20.
It's actually, you know what would be interesting to me anyway is to see how much it advanced. You know, seeing them back to back on the big screen and see, wow, 3D came a long way.
Yeah.
And then to still realize it's come a whole long way since then.
Well, I wonder though, because they obviously have to remaster it for 3D. I wonder if there's going to
how much change?
Tweak it? Like
how much
special
can
edition?
You do?
I doubt there will really be that much that they do to alter it visually.
I don't think they'd want to, because that's kind of like an artist's vision, don't you think?
That's like pulling a George Lucas.
Yeah, remember Han shot first.
Han, you mean?
He calls him Han Solo.
Because he got his Han cut off. No, that was Luke.
No, wait, which one got frozen in carbonite?
That was Yoda, you moron.
No, he's the midget.
Who's on first?
Speaking of Jabba.
Okay, Wookiee or Ewok, which one's the tall one?
Jim Morris played the Wookiee, right?
What?
Jim Morris was the Wookiee.
No, it's Peter Mayhew.
Peter Mayhew.
Well, then, that movie, Dennis Quaid.
Oh, the
Oh, my.
And if you got to laugh, somebody laugh into a mic so I don't come across like an idiot on LBB.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, my.
Did you say Dennis Quaid?
He was out by the street throwing baseballs past the speed limit.
Bring him the heat! Use the board! And what do you think about Beauty and the Beast 3D?
Wait, Beauty and the Beast 3D?
Mm-hmm.
Will that be like a Viewmaster reel?
I don't know. It's being released in IMAX 3D.
That sounds like it wouldn't work.
So far, everything's better in 3D. So I have high hopes.
I just can't see that working very well.
Really?
Because it's all flat. 3D space.
We'll find out.
And So, and Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland will be released in IMAX 3D as well.
Didn't they say something like 12 or 15 or, you know, there's a lot of movies that Disney's supposed to be releasing in 3D.
Wasn't there, I remember 12 for some reason. That's a number popping in my head.
Seems a little low.
I remember 12. That's just
because I can think of 12. Okay, well, just I can't wait to go to a movie theater near you and see Race to Witch Mountain, which will not be in 3D nor IMAX.
This weekend. Do you have some time this weekend?
That would be too much.
Yeah. Race to Witch Mountain? After,
we got three things to do this weekend, okay. If I can pull myself away from my son, which is not easy. Yeah. We got Race to Witch Mountain. Maui.
You haven't even seen that movie.
I will never see that movie on principle.
Experience Waste to Witch Mountain. I'm a witch in the moon.
Race to Witch Mountain, starring Dean Jones.
and Dick Cook.
Knowing.
Yeah.
Starring
Benjamin
Cage.
Benjamin Gage.
And I wish you could have seen Fanboy do the dance yesterday. At Universal Studios, the one and only MC Hammer.
I'd go around the world, from London to the Bay. Go Hammer, yeah, Hammer. Wait, let me try it again. Go Hammer, MC Hammer, yo Hammer, it's Hammer. And the rest can go and play guitar sets. Guitar sets. Super freak, super freaky. Too legit to quit.
And?
Bumps in a bump, bumps in a bump.
I like to hear it.
Somehow, I don't think he'll be singing that one.
Really? It's Universal.
I don't think MC Hammer sings that one.
Okay, how about you, Rebecca? Or was that you?
No, that was you.
Oh.
That was me. Oh, okay. That was somebody.
That was you.
Oh. So this week, we went to Downtown Disney, and as we were wandering the various shops and whatnot, I saw a book called, a dancing hippo or something?
Hippo and a Tutu?
Yeah, Hippo and a Tutu, and it's about Disney films and dance, so I'm going to be ordering that from Amazon.com because I want to read
hippo
that.
22.
I wish it wasn't so hard to keep on top of what's going on with Disney editions. They have books.
Ironically, there's an article in Disney 23.
Yeah, I haven't read the magazine yet. I've been a little busy. And then
really? Doing what?
Yeah,
all I've seen you is with this thing attached.
Well, considering right now I'm sitting in a rocking chair rocking a little guy to sleep, hopefully. What else? Oh, and then there's a CD set just came out, a 4-CD set. Walt Disney and the World's Fair. One disc is dedicated to Progress Land. Another disc is dedicated to Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. The third is It's a Small World. And the fourth is Sitting on the Table, you guys.
Magic Skyway.
Magic Skyway.
With a bonus
Jonas?
Progress Land disc.
What was number one? I thought that was Progress Land.
It's a bonus Progress Land
disc. Oh, I gotcha. So more Progress Land.
Yeah.
More
but
Progress.
It's
Do you
really
think there's a whole track dedicated to that?
Probably.
Do you know that used to be broadcast throughout Disneyland by having a microphone back
yeah,
there? And then
the one
day.
I enjoyed listening. I've only been able to hear the It's a Small World disc so far. And I really enjoyed it because they have like some audio clips from Walt talking about the attraction. And then some of the development, some of the rough tracks from the early development and that type of thing. And it's just, it has a nice booklet as well. So it's a really nice little 4-disc set. And I look forward to finally actually listening to all of it and then hopefully writing it up on the website. But I don't know. I know I'm going to have enough time to listen to it. Not sure about the other.
Quick question. Do you say look forward to listening or do you say listen forward?
I say look forward.
Yeah, I'm just not sure which is correct. Anyway.
Happy's not sure either. He's sitting there staring at you.
I know what that means. My final words are, and this just blew me away. I'm not sure if everyone heard this, but
interesting last words there.
After 70-plus years on the air, predating television, a show I've never seen and hope never to see, yet this has still affected me deeply.
The guiding light
is going off the air. That's not even on ABC, is it?
No, CBS.
Yeah, I don't care.
The Columbia Broadcasting System.
I don't care. The guiding light's going off the air.
And it's just weird, huh?
When you hear about a show that's been around that long,
you know
before TV,
isn't
that
just
blows you away.
Okay, because I remember specifically watching The Price is Right, and then during the last spaying and neutering, falling asleep, and waking up, and not, you know, still, I'm obviously homesick, and scurrying to find the remote because
yes.
The guiding light was on, right? That's the right show, right?
Yeah. I think that was guiding light. I don't know that it was, but it wouldn't surprise me if
it
was.
It just about sums it up right there.
That broke my heart.
That must be, do you think there will ever be another scripted show that lasts that long?
No. No way. Not a chance. It'd have to be a soap opera. Well, no other show could have a cast.
You know what's like tonight, right?
The final episode of...
ER.
Yeah.
Remember last week's ad? The final episode before the finale.
To which I said, it's the penultimate.
Did you see John Stamos's video?
I did. It's on my website, I hope so.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I hear he's going to go to the Disneyland Hotel.
Anyway, anybody else?
I think that's it.
Podcast live place .com 867-189-408. Let us know what's on your mind. Let us know what's on your mind. Or
is that just one long word?
I'm Jim Morris.
He's speaking what? He's speaking
Wookiee.
Oh, he's speaking Wookiee.
Okay. Who they eat? Podcastlifeplace.com. Podcast at laughingplace.com, 866-718-9408. Post a message in the radio / podcast section of the laughingplace.com discussion boards.
I just got to say one more time, there's one word to describe Mary Poppins, and it's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Bye-bye.